Our next speaker is a perfect gentleman, Representative Rod Roberts from Carroll, who believes in his heart that there is a silent majority out there waiting to vote for him.
Thank you, Gopal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to begin by thanking the Iowa Christian Alliance for its good work that it does across the state, for its support and encouragement of candidates running for office who believe in traditional values that make our state strong and provide a legacy for our children and our grandchildren that we can all be proud of. For 20 years, I have served as the State Development Director with the Christian Churches, Churches of Christ, overseeing new church development, leading in strategic planning and leadership development on a local congregational level. Essentially, what I do is help others develop their leadership talent and abilities individually and as teams of leaders. In the last 10 years, I've had the great honor of also serving the people of Carroll County, Crawford County, and Sac County as their state representative. I'm currently serving in my 10th year of service, and also have the distinct honor of serving my House Republican colleagues as one of their leaders, and currently serve as the senior member of the House Republican leadership team. I'm running for governor because, friends, Iowans deserve a whole lot better than what they're getting out of Chet Culver as our current governor. He needs to be replaced. Chet Culver needs to be replaced, and I believe I have the leadership background and experience to be able to not only win the nomination on June 8th for the Republican Party, but I believe that I can go on and I can and I will defeat Chet Culver this November. Anyone who runs for office or serves in office realizes that you need the support of your family. And I am very fortunate and very blessed to have the support of my wife, Trish. She's here this evening. I'd like to ask her to stand so all of you could see who Trish is. I am a conservative. I believe in limited government and personal responsibility. I believe in the sanctity of human life. I believe that the life in the womb is that of an unborn child, and that human life deserves value, worth, and dignity associated with that life. I believe in the traditional definition of marriage. Marriage is a sacred covenant between one man and one woman. It always has been, it is, and should always be one man, one woman. And I believe that the people of Iowa have made it very clear they want to vote on the question of marriage. And when the branches of government have such a sharp disagreement over the definition of what marriage is, the Constitution clearly states that you settle this matter by going directly to the people. They will vote on it, and they'll answer the question. They'll settle the matter. My first year in office, you'll see your legislators vote on that question. Last night, 12 Democrats joined 39 Republicans in the Iowa House in a procedural motion and voted to suspend the rules to take up a ban on texting while driving bill. Friends, I'm telling you, if they could suspend the rules to debate the ban on texting while driving bill, they can suspend the rules to take up the question of marriage, and they ought to do that this spring before we adjourn and go home. I believe that parents have the responsibility of raising their children. We ought to respect the choice of parents, whether those children go to public school, a non-public K-12 school, or choose to homeschool their children. Parents are the proper people to make the decision how best to educate their children, and I will always support that. I can beat Chet Culver. I'm a new candidate who has stepped out and emerged from among the people. No one approached me to be their candidate. Just a lot of good people across the state of Iowa encouraged me, Rod, carefully consider and pray about stepping up and running for the office of governor. I did that. And I believe that people across the state are longing for leadership that respects the fact that the folks who are in charge of government in the state of Iowa are the people themselves. So says the Constitution of the state of Iowa. And I will serve as governor, always remembering that the charge that I have is to do the very best job I can do with the talents and abilities that God has given me to advance the good of the people of this state. That's the promise I make as a candidate and the way that I will serve and lead as the next governor of Iowa. I would respectfully ask for your support. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 8th. Together we can build a better Iowa, not just for ourselves, but more importantly, for our children and our grandchildren. We can do a whole lot better than what we have currently in Chet Culver. Let's work hard. Let's get the job done. I'll look forward to your support, to your vote, winning the nomination, going on to be elected Iowa's next governor. Friends, it will be an absolute honor serving you as your next governor. Thank you very much.